You're listening to SBS News.
A Japanese national has been arrested by Australian Border Force officers at Melbourne International Airport after allegedly attempting to smuggle 19 native reptiles out of Australia. The 27-year-old woman is alleged to have tried to smuggle 17 shingleback lizards and 2 blue tongue lizards within 2 tightly packed mesh packages in her suitcase. The lizards were taken by ABF officers and referred to the Victorian Department of Environment, Land, Water and Planning, who are now looking after them before their eventual return to the wild or another appropriate home. Australian Border Force Investigations Commander Graham Grossi says this is just one of the many cases of the illegal trade of animals that the ABF tries to disrupt and deter.
Australia has a lot of attractive natural fauna and flora, for that matter, which is attractive, which attracts high prices in foreign countries, particularly throughout East Asia and Southeast Asia, where these type of reptiles are often exported or attempted to be smuggled to.
The tourists returning to Japan had been flagged by the ABF's international presence in Hong Kong. Commander Grossi explains this process of information sharing.
The Australian Border Force has specific memorandums of understanding with various partner agencies internationally to facilitate the sharing of information in circumstances such as this. We also work through bodies such as the World Customs Organization and bilateral and multilateral forums where we agree to work on certain issues and to share information.
This latest detection comes as part of what is alleged to be a wider syndicate. A 45-year-old Japanese national was arrested at Perth Airport in early November, and a 46-year-old Japanese national was arrested at Sydney Airport in early February. They are both alleged to have smuggled reptiles in a similar manner. Commander Grossi at the Australian Border Force says syndicates are of particular concern to officials as they often use intricate operations.
People trying to smuggle Australian wildlife out of the country, they can either do it on an individual opportunistic basis or they can do it as part of an organised group where they actually come here specifically to source flora and fauna that is attractive on the overseas market. So one of the syndicates we identified has actually worked in various states and then they exported out of Melbourne.
The Japanese tourist has been charged under a section of the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act of 1999, with the maximum penalty for such offences being 10 years imprisonment or a fine of $210,000. She could face a similar sentence to that of a Taiwanese national who was sentenced in April to 6 months jail after he was found to have been trafficking hundreds of Australian reptiles to Hong Kong. Commander Grossi says the penalties need to be tough as to deter further efforts by these individuals or syndicates.
So these lizards are protected under our legislation and they require a permit to be exported, and in some cases as well there's state legislations where they require a permit to be moved outside of that state.
Kate Gavins is the Chief Conservation Regulator at the Victorian Department of Environment, Land, Water and Planning. Ms Gavins says that the trade of reptiles can be lucrative and attracts a number of syndicates who work within and outside of Australia. She says that in this instance, the attempted export could have fetched the syndicate upwards of $100,000.
Reptiles can fetch quite considerable prices overseas in terms of trading. So we certainly know, for example, that a Centralian blue tongue lizard can command up to $8,000 in Hong Kong. So these are significant prices that these animals are getting overseas.
But Commander Grossi at Border Force says reptiles aren't the only animals targeted by these syndicates.
Over the last 6 months, reptiles have been very common. But look, to be honest, we've found a variety of flora and fauna, including insects, spiders, scorpions, snakes, birds, often concealed in various types of luggage. And we find it through various streams. It can be the international mail stream, where they're sent in packages. It can be on passengers departing Australia. And it can also be through international cargo shipments.
Kate Gavin says she has concerns over the treatment of the animals.
Often these animals are stuffed into things like socks, they're taped up before being shipped overseas. So these are not good conditions for animals to be transported in, and it is illegal.
Both the Australian Border Force and the Department of Environment, Land, Water and Planning work together to disrupt and deter the illegal trade of animals, whether they are imported or exported. But Ms Gavins is calling on everyone within the community to assist in stopping the illegal trade of wildlife.
I urge any community members who do have information on illegal trade in wildlife to please call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000. It really helps us to be able to detect and crack down on this cruel illegal trade.
Commander Grossi has similar advice.
When you see people acting suspiciously with attractive wildlife, particularly lizards, birds, that sort of thing, and trying to pick them up and take them, we'd encourage you to report those matters, and you can report them through the Australian Government website at australia.gov.au/borderwatch, and those allegations will be taken seriously.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.